Vol surged forward out of the dream so quickly that he hurled himself from his bed and landed hard on the floor, where he lay, gasping, weak, so weak, sweat-soaked and terrified. He, used to manipulating objects in the Force, leaping great distances, crushing things with a thought, had not the strength of a new-hatched Ubak. It was an effort to lift his head, to push himself up off the floor, and the muscles quivered from that simple strain. Grunting, he dragged himself to a seated position, muscles trembling. It would have to do. Rising, let alone walking, would take several more minutes. He summoned his last drop of energy and sent forth an urgent demand to Rivar, the young Sith Saber who attended him. 4 seconds later, Rivar burst into the room, lightsaber illuminating the darkness and the younger man's worried face with an eerie red glow. "My lord!" Rivar cried, lighting the room with a gesture at the same time he deactivated the weapon. "What happened?" He rushed and eased the old man up onto the bed. Vol opened his mouth, but could not speak. Finally, he rasped,
"Avaloth."
"She was here?"
Vol shook his head.
"No, in a dream."
He knew that he sounded senile, but he also knew that there were marks on his body that Rivar and others could see.
"My ship. Take me to my ship and awaken the lords,"
he said, alarmed at how feeble he sounded.
"And the defenses, the city. She is going to make the city pay."
Rivar wasted no more time on questions. Using the Force, he lifted his master as gently as possible. Then holding on to him, Rivar raced, with Force-augmented speed, toward the hangar atop Vol's estate. There was always a small personal vessel at the ready. One never knew when the Grand Lord might wish to depart on short notice. As they fled, Vol began to weep. Rivar was disconcerted, but not so much that he did not pay close attention to the mumbled words.
"Nothing can hold her. Fool to think I could use her. What is she? Mistake. By the dark. The greatest mistake I have ever made."